Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio Worldwide. With your hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Hello, this is Kento from Niantic Tokyo Studio Team, and I'm running marketing for the Monster Hunter now.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the Monster Hunter series. So what made you guys decide to make this? Because for mobile, because this is a very different game than the actual series,
yeah,
from consoles and PC, right?
Yeah, so at Niantic, we always think about how to bring people outside and bring these people together and building communities.
Sure.
So we always think about what are the franchises that could fit to this real world gaming idea,
mm-hmm.
right? So in the real world, like what we value is that this people gathering socially together and also this sense of exploration.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Monster Hunter original franchise, you also have to explore the world and collect materials and sometimes meet the new monsters,
mm-hmm.
and beat them, slay them together with your friends. So that's like exploration, right? So we thought that it would be great if we can bring this franchise to the real world, because it's going to be even more fun. Because the world itself is super, super fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we went to Capcom, I think it was like 4 years ago, in 2019. And we pitched this concept to the Tsujimoto-san. He's the exec producer of the Monster Hunter series.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was yes on the same day. So I think we have this shared philosophy about making people explore and like connecting people and enjoying this like hunting actions together.
Yeah, and I know the demo that you showed me, one thing that stood out to me is this is for the hardcore fans and also for newcomers. Like
exactly.
The way how it's designed. Because, I play, the series, and sometimes it can get really complicated and not easy for newcomers of the mm-hmm. series. So how was that coming over that concept of for the casual gamers, how to get into the series and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how was that process for you
guys?
Yes,
it was not an easy process because what's fun about the Monster Hunter franchise itself is the action itself,
mm-hmm.
right? Sometimes it could be difficult, but it's actually fun at the same time. So it's fun to learn, and that you do these all the quick, cool moves, and you slay the monsters.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you feel very, very good. So it's difficult, but it's super fun. It's the core of the franchise, the Monster Hunter franchise.
Mm-hmm.
So we've tried to make that very, very simple, but at the same time, very, very, fun to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to make this easy to start, but difficult to learn. So the actions are only two, tap and flick. Sometimes you have to long hold and long tap, but those are the only three things that you have to do. Tap, long press, and you dodge.
Yeah,
right?
For those who don't know, the long tap is the heavy attack.
Yes, heavy attack.
Heavy attack.
It depends on the weapon types.
Oh, okay.
If you're using the sword and shield, the long press is actually shield, a defend guard.
Mm-hmm.
If you're using the long sword, it's actually a different move.
Mm-hmm.
If you're using the great sword, it's actually those charging button. So
mm-hmm.
if you long hold, it charges, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this long press is the action is assigned, different action is assigned to each of the weapons. So we try to bring this feel that the actions on the franchise, main franchise, is very different by weapon, right? We try to bring that feel to the Monster Hunter now,
mm-hmm.
for just tapping and flicking as well.
Now, is there going to be a way where I go to a certain area, I might find a rare monster?
Yes,
is that also possible?
That's
too?
That's the design. Because
yeah.
we want people to explore the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you see those monsters on the map, but sometimes it could be like a miles away from your home, right? But we wanted to make people I want to see this monster because it's there. It's rare.
Oh, so you can see it from far away.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, nice. Okay, that's
right.
Good to know.
This is how it looks. So you can actually, take a look at the monsters
mm-hmm.
a little bit far away. So you see a rare monster right here, you can actually find them and walk there, right?
Mm-hmm. And how I know we play this solo,
uh-huh.
so how multiplayer is going to work? Because that's a really well-known thing for the
yes,
series too.
Yes, so with the Monster Hunter franchise, the multiplayer is the thing, right? Because that's how you enjoy the game. And in the Monster Hunter world and Rise, people kind of connect online and play together. But for this game, we kind of value in people sitting together,
mm-hmm.
so you can play with people around you. So that's how the system works.
Mm-hmm.
So if there are people around you, it says that if you battling with the large monsters, it kind of shows you that the hunters are around you. So if you tap on the bottom for the multiplayer, it sends invites to the people around you, even if they're not on the friend list. It sends you an invitation, and if the other player answers to that invitation, you can actually play together. So you can actually match with like people around you.
And that's four players, right?
Maximum four players at this moment.
Okay, yes. Really, really cool. What about events? That's something that we've seen in previous Niantic games.
I think in Pokemon Go, we do events like Community Days, and we sometimes have like events like Go Fest in Chicago and other cities around the U.S. Mm-hmm. So we're not pretty sure about the form of the event itself for Monster Hunter now, but we are definitely looking into those like opportunities where the communities can gather and like, you know, they can socialize together. So it's definitely in our scope.
Do you guys have a date, a release date for this?
We are saying that we're going to release this in September, but not the actual date yet. So for further news, please stay tuned.
And iOS, Android?
Yes, both.
Both. Compatible, crossplay?
Crossplay, yes.
Okay, good to know, man. But thanks a lot for the interview.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, it was really, really cool and fun to play this, man.
Got it.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Yep.
Cool.